In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. It's Monday, the 4th of July, Independence Day. Here in the U.S., independence from Great Britain, which, as you know, has recently voted for its own independence from the European Union. The more things change. The fireworks there nowhere near over, though these big seismic moves are messy. They create uncertainty, displacement, backlash, even violence. It's especially acute right now for the 3 million migrants from EU countries who are living in Britain. A Brexit could potentially end the automatic right of EU nationals to settle in the UK, and it's unclear what'll happen to the migrants who are there now. Joining us from London is Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Molly.
So what will happen to these EU migrants now after Brexit? They won't be deported, or maybe they will?
None of the Brexit leaders called for that during the referendum campaign. Mm-hmm. This was, after all, about, as they put it, taking back control of Britain's governance, including its borders, and reducing the future flow of immigrants into the UK, which has been running at record levels for the past decade. Nevertheless, the campaign and the result have stirred up quite a lot of hostility towards the migrants already here. Listen to these two Leave voters from the north of England.
Get rid of the half of them that's in the country now. They don't belong here.
It should be the people that's born here gets to stay, but the people that are coming in now shouldn't. They should be deported back out.
And the police have reported there's been an upsurge in xenophobic and racist abuse and graffiti aimed mostly at EU nationals, but in some cases at British citizens of Asian or African descent. They've been targeted too.
Right. And how are EU migrants reacting? I imagine it's not a comfortable environment.
No. Since the referendum result, I've spoken to about 20 or so EU nationals living here, and they are in shock. Dina Sidorska, a Latvian who's been here for 6 years and is now studying for a biology doctorate, she's feeling alienated.
I'm not so sure that this place is as much a home for me as it was day before the referendum. It feels like a lot of people have seen this vote as okay for them to express how much they actually dislike people like me.
Foreigners.
Yes, foreigners.
And so now what happens? I mean, it seems like this is going to be a long process. Assuming that Brexit happens, it'll be a long run-up, right? 2 years? What happens to these nationals in the meantime?
Well, that is indeed what many of them are worried about. And one of them organised a national workplace protest today. He called on the 2.1 million EU nationals who are working in the UK to demand that the government pass immediate legislation protecting their rights of residence here to stay if they want to stay. Here's Christoph Deák, the Hungarian, who organised today's workplace protest.
Many of us who have been here contributing to UK society, paying taxes and all that, we deserve to have a certain future ahead of us. And we would like to get guarantees up front that our future can be certain in the UK.
And so could there be these guarantees? Will they happen? And what might that look like?
Well, if public opinion had anything to do with it, yes, there would be. According to the latest opinion survey, 84% of the British people said the EU migrants already here should not be asked to leave. Two prominent Brexiters who are vying for the job of Prime Minister, now that David Cameron is stepping down, both said today that there should be a guarantee for the migrants already here. But the front runner in that campaign, Theresa May, has said, as part of the Brexit negotiations, we'll need to look at this issue. That raises the prospect of 3 million EU nationals in Britain becoming bargaining chips in the Brexit negotiations.
What if many of these migrants do end up leaving?
That could be very problematic for the UK, and not just if the skilled and highly educated ones leave. Up to a third of jobs in food manufacturing here are filled by low-paid EU migrant workers. If they went en masse, that would have big implications for food prices. The shockwaves from Brexit could reverberate for years.
That's Stephen Beard reporting for Marketplace in London. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Molly.